Hi, this is Amy Beheimer, and you are listening to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, Habit 36, Be Frugal for Health. Welcome to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, a podcast to help you shift from managing autoimmune disease to creating autoimmune health using the power of everyday habits. I'm your host, Amy Beheimer, a coach and doctor of pharmacy on a mission to create health and happiness with multiple sclerosis. Here we focus on everyday lifestyle habits proven to help the mind and body heal from the cell up without sacrificing the true joys of life along the way. To create autoimmune health in the mind and body, you have to be great at one thing, the skill of mastering habits. That's why each episode includes everything you need to do just that. Evidence-based information and real-life inspiration from the experience of my guests, my clients, and yours truly. All habit heroes brave enough to turn a desire for health into daily decisions to create it. Let's have some fun. Welcome, everybody, to another habit, another episode. I am so grateful that you are here. Before we get started, I want to share a top tip with you. Did you know that the website for this podcast, it's thehabithubpodcast.amybeheimercoaching.com. It will also be in the show notes. But did you know that it's searchable? So what do I mean by that? There is a search bar at the top of the page that will search every single minute of the show for any keyword or phrase that I or one of my guests happen to say. And it will take you right to that spot in the episode. It's pretty cool, huh? While you may just enjoy tuning in each week to see what goodness I'll deliver, trusting it will have some value for you, sometimes you may need or want something really specific. Maybe it's a past episode that stuck with you. Maybe it's a story I told, or a strategy, or an idea. Or maybe you're entering a season where you want to go all in on your diet, and you want to see where I cover food as medicine, for example. Testing it out this morning, I typed in mitochondria because you likely know that I think taking care of those babies are the key to feeling good, and studies absolutely agree. There is more released every single day. But anyway, I typed it in the search bar and it showed me the 18 times in 7 episodes that I talk about them. Food as medicine is mentioned in 13 episodes when I searched for it, so you can quickly see exactly where we cover what and hop straight there. And this feature also lives inside my membership and coaching containers and course, which is awesome. It's such a time saver and it's a huge favorite of my clients. So today, though, we're talking about habit 36, be frugal for health. And I'm not slowing down. So I'm hoping that this searchable tool is going to be a benefit as we continue to create autoimmune health together for our whole lives and as the episodes grow and grow. I actually just searched strategy for fun, and I found 45 mentions in 19 episodes. So that's a good sign that we aren't just learning here on the Habit Hub, we're also taking action to make things happen. So enough about that. Let's chat about today's habit, be frugal for health. As someone who keeps up with all things habits, as the new year started, I noticed so many articles being floated around on social media and in email and in the news about money and habits. So more specifically, I kept seeing top 10 lists of habits to be frugal, everywhere from Forbes magazine to Yahoo Finance. And I'll be sure to link a couple of these lists in the show notes if you're curious. But I'm going to borrow from these lists for the how of today's habits and curate them in a way that matters for you and me. I'm always thinking about how I can boil down the overwhelming amount of information out there to get to the heart of what matters to you, to us. How does it relate to someone living with autoimmune disease? Or said another way, how can this help you? How can this help me? So what does it mean to be frugal? The simplest definition I found on the old Google machine is sparing with regard to money. And I want to point out that today's habit is not just be frugal. It's be frugal for health, meaning be frugal where you can so that you can have the money to invest it where it matters, where you will get your largest return on investment. And in my opinion, That's your health. So that's the what. Let's go on to the why. You've probably heard that health is your greatest wealth. And can I just say amen? I don't know if you're like me, but would you trade money for feeling good? Sign me up. Yes, please. So if we practice today's habit of being frugal with the reward of putting that cost savings towards our number one asset, our health, we will get paid back for years and years to come. Because remaining unhealthy is an expense. Getting healthy is an investment, and staying healthy is a savings. And healthy means different things for each of us, remember. There's our physical health, and that sometimes costs us, and we may need to set aside some money to address it. Then there's our emotional and our mental health, and that may feel like an expense at times. And really, for all of us, the secret is that health includes all of those things, our mind health and our body health. The inner work and our inner health, as well as the outer work and our outer health. The spirit of health and the mechanics of health. The thoughts and feelings that underlie our actions or our habits. So finding ways to bring it all together really can change your life. Still to this day, the number one investment that has made the hugest difference in my quality of life has been to invest in coaching. It's the learning I needed to be able to go from feeling unhealthy, meaning I really believed my life was not as great with MS, to feeling healthy. And for me, that meant feeling healthy in regards to my relationship with my diagnosis and myself and my life. It really saves me in every way possible, including money. So on to the how. How are we going to be frugal for health? First, I'm going to define it for me. If you like my definition, then steal it. If you want to tweak it, go for it. But for me, frugal for health means finding areas to limit spending or save money that don't contribute to my goal of feeling happy and healthy so that I can invest in those areas that do. I'm going to say it one more time. Frugal for health. For me, I define it as finding areas to limit my spending or save money that don't contribute to my goal of feeling happy and healthy so that I can invest in those areas that do. Because again, the return on investment for me has been huge and for others that I work with. And it will continue to be as I keep it a priority and keep my attention and intention behind it. It really is why I do what I do. So as promised, I went through a few of these expert curated lists, and I curated one for us to help us make being frugal for health a new habit. So the three articles that influence the habits I'm about to cover are linked in the show notes, but I will say what they are quickly just so you have an idea of what I'm pulling from. The first one is 10 frugal habits to teach your kids while they're still young. The second one is 10 habits of self-made millionaires. And the third one is 15 genius habits you've never heard of for saving money. And of course, I'm adding my experience and my spin on each of these thrown into the mix. These were headlines that grabbed my attention and seemed to span a range of objectives. So again, links to the full articles are in the show notes. So here's how we're going to be frugal for health. Are you ready? I'm also going to take a chance to point out how I keep this habit in mind in the ways that I support you, the ways I try to make it a win-win-win. I try to make it a no-brainer to get the support that you deserve for this stuff. I'm always putting you front and center. So let's get to it. The list has 9 items, and we'll go through them pretty quickly. So the first how to be frugal for health is to invest wisely. And what does it mean to invest wisely? I have a few ideas to help guide what that means. The first is to invest and prioritize long-term investing over short-term spending. Experts really focus on building wealth, which for us, our wealth is health, both mind and body. So another way to invest wisely is to invest in education or knowledge. Recognizing the value of learning a new knowledge, a new skill set, and a new mindset is huge. Another way to invest wisely is seek value in your purchases. Is what you are getting valuable to you? What value does it hold? Also, does it align with your values? Head back to habit 30 if you want to get clear on what those values are. And the last point I want to make about investing wisely is that being willing to trade dollars for other high-value commodities is huge. For me, energy and time can be more valuable than dollars in a lot of ways. And another high-value commodity for me is avoiding frustration and avoiding stress. So I will be frugal to be able to pay for things that help save me time, save me energy, and help avoid frustration. Number two is budgeting. That just means learning that saying yes to one thing may mean saying no to something else. So having a budget and really laying it all out there, writing it down, seeing it outside of yourself so that your brain can connect the dots between what you may be giving up, but they can directly see what you may be getting for that. The third how is avoiding financial drains. In our healthcare, that could be medicine that you may not need anymore. It may mean a drain because you have to miss work because of how terrible you feel day to day, or maybe you don't have the energy or you have brain fog. Another example that may not jump out immediately as a financial drain, but how is not having energy draining or taking away from your wealth when we consider that your wealth is your health? All right, number four, prioritizing connections and relationships. Building a network of supportive relationships, mentors, can be crucial for success in health and wealth building. This is a big driver of my community that I curate inside my membership. Really prioritizing these connections and the return on investment from the energy that we spend connecting with others is huge. Number five, lead by example. One author points out that kids learn by observation and imitation. So if you have young kids, if you have anybody around you who's looking to you as an example, set an example of being frugal for your health by doing it yourself. As with anything, our actions speak louder than our words. So this author points out a helpful habit is to pass on values to the next generation. So being committed to teaching your kids and those around you this responsibility by instilling the value of being frugal for health for what matters most. Imagine passing down this frugality for health to the next generation so that they can then do the same. That's how we start to create a healthier world. And one of the biggest bonus benefits of joining me inside Club Habit Hub, meaning it's not even the primary reason that you may join, it's just a bonus benefit, is the ripple effect. Families start to get healthier. People start to take notice of the difference that they see in you when you take care of you. Number six, thrift first. So this could be books that you want to read or recipes or cookbooks or workout equipment, anything that you find you want to purchase to help yourself feel better and be healthy, try finding it secondhand first. Number seven, sell unused items. Again, this could be gym equipment that you tried and it just wasn't for you, or clothes that don't fit. I recently sold a bike that I no longer have the balance for, with the sole intention to buy a fun gadget for health, something that I could track my sleep with. Number eight, ditch subscriptions. This is what I'm leaning into. To work with me and have me as your coach moving forward, I have a one and done option. Invest once for your future, no extra decisions to make. But also look at other subscriptions that you may have and where could you potentially say no to be able to free up space for your health. And the last one I want to talk about is eat out less. This is a win-win-win-win-win. If you head back to Habit 11, get your oil changed, I really talk about not only the financial benefits, but the health benefits of eating out less. And it's another bonus inside the club. I share my ABC recipe vault. It's just a little perk to make eating in a bit easier. So your do of the day is here. It's to let me help you be frugal for health. And there are two ways. If you're listening in real time and it's before March 18th or March 19th, let me help you by signing up for my free class, Three Habits You Need to Feel Healthy Again with Autoimmune Disease. The link is in the show notes, but it's www.amybeheimercoaching.com www.ecolab.com/free-class. I'm asking today for an investment of your time and your attention at this class. In less than an hour, you'll learn the three real reasons it's so hard to feel your best with autoimmune disease, and of course, the three habits to change that. If it's not in real time and you're listening to this later, welcome. I'm still here to help. Schedule your roadmap session with me, and I'll help you determine what your very next step is towards health. So I think you know by now that yes, I want to find a way for us to work together. It's how I can best serve you by getting to know you, hearing from you, and helping you in real time. I will only make an offer to help that includes investing money wisely. So let's use money that was created by being frugal for health. I believe in today's habit so wholeheartedly and would love nothing more than to help you believe in it and start feeling the difference for yourself too. Most everyone, me included, has something to learn from someone who has experience and expertise in something that we're striving for. So I'm going to repeat myself from earlier and invite you to consider where you are today. Remaining unhealthy is an expense. Getting healthy is an investment. Staying healthy is a savings. And I'll leave you with a quote. Your health is a long-range investment that will pay off when you need it most. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Habit Hub. I am forever grateful for the time, energy, and attention you share with me. Are you ready to take what you learn here on The Habit Hub to the next level and apply it? I'd love to invite you to feel the magic that happens when I wish becomes I will by joining me inside Club Habit Hub, your home for making health a habit. I'll teach you, coach you, guide you, and cheer you on as you learn and take action to create autoimmune health in your mind and body so you can feel better today and worry less about tomorrow. Head to www.amybeheimercoaching.com/join to get access to the coaching, curriculum, and community waiting for you inside Club Habit Hub. I'll see you inside. And one last thing, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode where I just might cover the habit your body has been waiting for. If you're feeling extra generous, please leave a rating and a review. It's the best way to help other warriors find us here. Special thanks to my editor, Sarah. The Habit Hub is a production of Amy Beheimer Coaching, LLC. Talk soon.